It's a funny trope in sitcoms. One person is in love with another person, and so they confess their love only to be given a thank you in reply. We cringe, we hurt for the confessor, and we feel bad for the one who's not in love. We're also impressed by the thanker because it would have been a lot easier to lie and say that they too were in love and let future them deal with the fallout. But it's awkward. That is undeniable. Thankfully, I found my person over 25 years ago. I love her and she loves me, and I'm really lucky she does because I can be a lot, y'all. But if we take that situation down a notch, I suspect that there are many more mismatches, especially with introverts like myself. Let me elaborate. So there are probably 5 people who I consider my very best friends, and then maybe a dozen who are way more than acquaintances, and I consider them close friends. Now, the next group in my expanding circle of indifference is a circle of indifference, the ones that I care about the most in the middle, or maybe it's a circle of fading difference, but difference doesn't really feel like the opposite of indifference, so maybe I'm using terrible words here, and because some of my friends read this via translator to their native language, and I have no idea what this would imply, because now I'm confused in English, and English is the only language I'm moderately confident with. All right, I've decided to abandon the notion of an expanding circle, and I've decided to abandon that entire paragraph altogether. My new geometric metaphor will be a pyramid. Okay, in my head it's actually a triangle, because since it will be stacks of friends, I'm not sure how they'd stand in a 2-dimensional stack, but I don't have nearly enough friends for a pyramid of people, but basically there are 5 or so people on the tippy top of my friendangle mid, and beneath them are probably a dozen people who are close friends. And these people, I'm usually very comfortable with. Being around them doesn't drain me emotionally. I mean, well, if I was with all of them at once, it would be horrible, and I'd be hiding in the bathroom texting my 5 cake topper friends about how miserable I was at this stupid party I should have never thrown for my cat in the first place. But anyway, the next layer, we're doing cake now, so please keep up, is larger and actually sort of fluid. And we're not changing metaphors again. I mean that they aren't part of a solid group of people that I could list. These are the people that I don't think about on a daily basis, but when I'm near them or interact with them, it's enjoyable and I'm glad they're in my life. Honestly, this is a large group because my brain is kind of a jerk. I couldn't possibly name them all. And because here's the thing, when I'm with this group of people, they become part of the dozen or so cake top layer friends. It's weird, but this group of people is really, really great, and I enjoy being with them and talking to them and at least as much as my top layer friends. And in fact, because I'm not with them often, in the moment, they're pretty much temporary cake toppers. And not pretend cake toppers, but actual bona fide Smurf figurines on top of my friend cake, celebrating our time together. And okay, this is not the direction I thought this blog was going to take, but I'm very happy with the cake metaphor, though, so we're keeping that. And even though I'm more of an ice cream person, and oh, sprinkles would be perfect for the cake topper metaphor, except I want way more than 5 sprinkles, and so we're sticking with the cake. But maybe Donna can be the ice cream, because she's like the ice cream, like my favorite part, plus sprinkles, which makes ice cream even better. Yes, Donna is the ice cream, and she is covered in sprinkles. Side note, this is why when I write professionally, I have an editor. Jill, I am so sorry that this is going to go to press, and I know that you're not technically my editor anymore, but you're the only editor I've ever had, so when I think of an editor, it's always you. And don't get creeped out, I clearly never think of editing, ha ha ha, except I do, and I really miss working with you, and oh my gosh, we should totally play on top of the cake metaphor soon. So, anyway, most of the people I consider my friends are in that huge group of people that most people would call acquaintances, but I don't consider them that because I really truly do love the people in this huge group. And in the moments that I get to interact with them, I am fully engaged and fully real and wouldn't rather be anywhere else in the world. It takes emotional energy to spend time with these people, but it's energy well spent. It's the reason I keep as much energy available as possible, because exhaustion from spending time with people that you love is the best type of exhaustion. And it's those people that make me happy and sad in equal measures. I want them to be in my top cake layer, but I don't interact with them enough to feel comfortable leaning on them. And they don't know me well enough, which is very likely my fault, to lean on me when things get difficult. Now, I would totally be there for them if and when they need me, and I'm pretty sure that they would be there for me. But again, I'm so bad at letting my guard down that most people I consider friends don't fully know me, and in turn, I don't fully know them. And maybe that's just how things work. I guess we can't have 1,000 besties, yet to say these people are less good friends is just not true. Friendship is weird, and I'm not terribly good at it anyway, so perhaps I don't really have any friends, and I just have human interactions, sort of. don't know, but I'm just going to stick with my cake metaphor and say that the bottom layers of my friendship cake has a lot of wonderfully sweet layers. Oh, and acquaintances. So for me, these are the people I tolerate and I'm friendly with, but they're the people that I'd probably talk to about the weather. And not like awesome weather conversations, just generic weather crap. These people are the raisins in our cake. They're not like finding an eggshell in the batter, but you avoid them if you can. And I'll close with what I was going to write about in the first place. For introverts like myself, especially those of us who spend most of our time interacting online, it's almost certain that my cake topper friends and my top layer friends have no idea where they reside on my friendship cake. And I'm very unlikely to be on the cake top of many people, or honestly, even in their top layer, and that's okay. Friendships don't have to be built on equal significance. People can have different amounts of energy that they are able to invest, and as long as the friendships work for both parties, it's usually okay. Sometimes there is pain when we discover that we don't live on each other's cakes at the same layer, but since everyone's cake is different, direct comparisons don't even really make sense. My only request is that you do not pretend your raisins are sprinkles. Don't lead raisins on. Be kind to them, but don't make empty promises about how much we should, oh, totally get together and make raisin bread soon. It really hurts to discover that you're a raisin when you thought you were a cake topper. And now I'm hungry, but not for raisins, because they're gross. P.S. Please don't tell me where I live on your cake. And plus, out of context, that's a really weird thing to tell someone. And I won't tell you where you live on my cake either. But unless you're a raisin, whenever we interact, you're playing on the top of my cake anyway.